Any of you watched the coronation over the weekend? Yeah. Did you know that was a church service in the old Anglican tradition? It's the anointing of a king. Of course, they take some of the things back to where Samuel called and anointed King David and even Saul. But they kind of twist it around a little bit. And the prince has got to get down on his knees and say, I pledge my loyalty to the king. Well, I pledge my loyalty to the king also, but it happens to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Lord Jesus. So it's interesting to see. Those traditions have lasted, and they've been doing this stuff way back, who knows, even during the Dark Ages, I believe, they did that kind of stuff. So, but we have a connection there with the Church of England in a way. When it became the Anglican Church, and then, of course, the Episcopal Church. In this country, we were known as the Episcopal Church of the South until we became Methodist, and then eventually United Methodist. And so we celebrate some of that heritage, but you got to be able to make sure that you separate the chaff from the wheat, so to speak. But it is interesting to watch. I didn't watch much of it. I like to watch NASCAR. I like to watch the beginning of the race and the end of the race. The rest of the stuff in between drives me crazy. Much of it on television.